Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Dr. Adam Davidson as my special expert guest. Dr. Adam Davidson is an ER physician based out of Lionsgate Hospital in North Vancouver and a clinical assistant professor with the UBC Faculty of Medicine. Adam is an avid skier and biker and works as a mountain doctor for Whistler Blackcomb in the winter. Working in an overcrowded ER showed Adam how just a small investment in prevention and well-being could make a huge difference to our overall health and our healthcare system. This is what inspired him to start Mainline Sport and Wellness, a cutting-edge company that provides tailor-made mobile IV vitamin therapy for groups and sports events. Good morning, Dr. Davidson, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Good morning, Corey. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. And from here in Vernon, we have a certain way of taking things as they come, as I'm sure you do in where you are in Vancouver. But one of the things that our students like to know is some personal information about our guests. So I'd like to ask you where you were born and raised, and perhaps why you chose medicine as a profession.
Sure, no problem. So I went to high school in Vancouver and went to UBC initially as an undergrad on a rugby scholarship, played rugby as an undergrad. And I'm almost embarrassed to say that I chose medicine. Basically, the main reason was that it was sort of the pinnacle of somebody that was in sciences. And that was really about it initially. And I thought, well, if I'm in sciences, what do I do? I'll try and be a doctor. And it wasn't until I got into medicine and had to really think about whether this was what I wanted to do based on how much work and how much of a sacrifice it was going to be, that I had to do the hard work to think about what direction I wanted to go. And fortunately, once I got into the hospitals in my third year clerkship, I began to really see how much this was going to make a difference and how important this was going to be once I started seeing patients. So that was my path to becoming a doctor.
I love science too. Bill Nye, the science guy, and science rules. And I've studied Aristotle, the father of logic. And so what is it about science that turns your crank?
I think, again, it's as a young child, going through elementary school and high school, you just sort of gravitate to what your brain seems to be able to handle well. And maths and sciences always just seem to click well for me. And so I think I naturally gravitated towards that side of the spectrum and just kind of went from there, really. And then I think once I started playing rugby and having sports come into it, the physiology and the exercise science kind of gelled nicely with that whole theme as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do you think that enough people out there are thinking in a scientific sense, like understand the scientific method when they make decisions in life and sort of guide themselves philosophically through the maze that we call life?
It's a good question. And I think, unfortunately, emotion for people tends to trump evidence at times. And I think that's partly human nature, but we see it most prominently with the whole current debate about climate change and the issues that are surrounding that. I don't think there could be anything more that has such a robust scientific backing with regards to leading scientists and evidence promoting something. And yet it seems to be so hard to convince many that changes need to be made. And I think that's a classic example of a lot of different things in our world these days.
Absolutely. I always ask this question, what would Spock do?
Exactly. And it's hard. As humans, it's hard to take that emotion out of it at times. And yet, if we look for it, there is lots of robust evidence out there.
Absolutely. Now, how long have you been working as a physician? And what are some of the key life lessons that you've learned in your experience so far?
I finished my residency in emergency medicine in 2009 and have been practicing since then, initially in Calgary. And then my wife and I moved back to the coast in 2010. And I'm lucky enough to learn being an emergency physician, sort of being in the front lines of a lot of tough situations for people, is to not put anything off, whether it's with personal relationships or life goals. It really, really serves you well to not delay, because so often unforeseen things can hit you, whether it's an accident or a new diagnosis of illness that can hit you like a ton of bricks. And all of a sudden those regrets can pour in. And I think while it's on one hand scary to see this and realize that that could be you, it's also a lucky position to be in to have this constant reminder day in and day out.
You mentioned in your bio that you're an avid skier and biker. So let's talk about fitness and athletics. How does that relate to wellness, in your opinion?
Where doesn't it really? I mean, I think there's not much else out there besides exercise that can have such a global benefit to you. I mean, obviously there's the physical benefits that are well studied and well known, such as preventing heart disease, and preventing osteoporosis, and even preventing dementia. But I think even beyond that, there's the quality of life to go along with being active and fit. And there's the camaraderie. There's the fact that it gets you outdoors. It allows you to participate in a lot more of life. And what I truly value from it the most is the stress reduction and the anxiety reduction that comes with getting out there, getting your heart rate up. And I think, again, it's well known. There's no better anxiolytic out there than good exercise. And it does nothing but good things for you. So yeah, I can't stress enough how important that is for your whole global health.
Agreed. Now, your business model is very interesting. And at the Superhuman Summit, we became aware of what you're doing. And Tracy, in fact, was able to experience your generous provision of therapy right there on location. So let's talk about your business model. So how does it work? How does the Mainline Sport and Wellness work?
Sure. So it's a fully mobile company. It's staffed by emergency room nurses. And we go to houses, offices, sporting events, any event really, and offer our treatments. And the main concept is to help people recover or deal with an acute stress. And the stressors can be intentional and positive, like running a marathon or an Ironman or training for a weightlifting competition. Or these stresses can be unwanted or unknown, such as recovering from illness or people that have just been having to work crazy hours at work, those that have little kids who bring all the germs home from daycare, those types of things. But basically, anytime the body is being exposed to stress, our treatments are designed to help them maintain their defenses or, in the case of developing illness, recover quickly and more efficiently.
Well, let's say I'm a hammer thrower. So let's say I went to Vancouver and I'm at a hotel and I'm thinking, wow, I need some good therapy here. So I give you a call, I guess, or contact your website. And so you're literally going to come to the hotel and give it to me right in the room. Is that how it works?
We can certainly do that. And given the costs, in particular, to have such high trained nurses, in order to justify the costs, we usually have a 4-treatment minimum that we do for specific house calls. And so, for example, if you had teammates or friends or colleagues that were also into a treatment, that would be one way that we could do it. Or we could come on 4 different occasions to treat you that way. But yes, most certainly it can be done right in a home or a hotel room, in an office. It's very easy.
How long does it actually take from beginning to end?
There's an initial screening process to make sure that the treatment is going to be a good fit for you and your needs. And after that's finished, that takes about 10 minutes total. The process of starting the IV and the drip itself takes about anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes.
And what's your experience like with athletes? Like, how are they applying this so far? And what kind of benefits have you seen in their life?
By far, the biggest application is in recovery. For example, we went and treated an amazing group of athletes after they just completed the Ironman Whistler this past summer. And we have a special muscle athletic treatment that we offer. And many of them had competed in Ironmans previously, and all of them universally were amazed at how quickly they felt like they were back on their feet, able to function without the soreness, the stiffness, the general fatigue after completing such an amazing physical feat. And so recovery is by far the main focus of our treatments. If you've got a big event coming, like say you've got a competition coming up and you've been ill, then we can help you prepare for that. But in general, if your preparation has otherwise been going smoothly, you won't get as much benefit having a pre-treatment as you would having a treatment following the exertion.
That sounds great. Now, I guess you're also administering to older patients, seniors, people with different disease pathologies. How does that work?
Again, the benefit can be fairly universal regardless of our patient population. We have to be a little bit careful with those that have some comorbidities or some medical issues that are ongoing. In particular, our treatments are likely not ideal for those that have what's called heart failure, congestive heart failure, or major kidney disease, just because the fluids that go into the bloodstream can sometimes overload a heart that isn't functioning properly. So that's all part of our initial screening to see if it's a good fit. But if it does work, then we've had great results with people of all ages that have had our treatments.
Now, this idea of mobile provision is kind of novel as a concept. I haven't heard of anyone doing this. Is this something that you created from scratch, or did you discover this by some other medical people in other countries, or maybe here in Canada or abroad?
Yeah, good question. So this service, this IV therapy, has been done for some time, usually by naturopaths, but often in a clinic setting. And it was my sort of participation in sporting events, in particular bike races and that sort of thing, that started making me realize that there could be real value in bringing this to people so they could have it right after they finished or shortly after they finished their events. So that's where the sort of the mobile concept started. And then it went on to being, well, I think people would really enjoy the convenience of this being brought to them, whether it is a sporting event or home or office. And so it kind of just mushroomed from there. And that's the main motivation behind it.
One of my teachers when he was alive was Linus Pauling. And he's got a fantastic story about ascorbate therapy used intravenously to heal his kidney disease, which convinced him of its power. And of course, I used to work at Finlandia, and we used to supply the IV chelation materials. And I've been a member of the BC Chelation Association. So let's compare that to your IV treatment, say, compared to chelation therapy.
Sure. So chelation therapy in general has a fairly specific target with regards to trying to prevent the calcium-dense plaques building up in your coronary arteries is the main goal. And so there's a compound that's put in most chelation treatments called EDTA, which is designed to essentially mop up the calcium from our arteries and keep them from getting clogged up. And there's definitely some evidence that shows that that could be quite effective. But I think for our population, in particular the active athletic population, I'm not convinced that that's a value-added service for them. I think the calcium and the magnesium that the EDTA targets is actually quite vital to muscle function, especially in significant physical activity. And so I think for our main population that we focus on, targeting that specific calcium and magnesium will actually be potentially detrimental. And so I think if you have known coronary artery disease and you're looking to prevent or to treat that, then I think the chelation therapy has potential for good benefit. But for our main population, it's not an ideal service to add, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does for sure. I'm curious about you and your personal relationship with this kind of therapy, because, you know, I understand allopathic consciousness, conventional medicine, and all of the detractors and naysayers, vitamin bashers out there, in spite of evidence, which we talked about being significant. So, you know, you're crossing the line. I'm sure you've been criticized or challenged in different ways. What's your experience been like in Vancouver as an ER physician doing this kind of fantastic work? What's it been like?
You nailed it on the head. I think there's a definite resistance from my profession for this type of work. And it's been something I've had to sort of just grin and bear with regards to some of my peers. And it's unfortunate, really. I think part of the reluctance from those of us in conventional medicine to adopt these practices tends to be because it's more of a focus on prevention than cure. And I think naturally as physicians, we like to have good, quick, focused results that you can see, that can be tangible, that you can show to your patients. And I think when you focus on prevention and you're focusing on general body health, that's something that operates more in the background. And that doesn't tend to get you the accolades and the praise that curing something does, if that makes sense. And so I think that's part of the resistance to it. But being in the emergency room and seeing the strain in our system and how we're kind of bursting at the seams in many ways with conventional medicine, it's made me realize that prevention is by far the area that we need to focus more on.
Yeah. You're familiar with functional medicine and Dr. Jeffrey Bland?
I know of the name, yes.
Okay, well, I have a background in that too, you know, and then you're kind of setting sort of a pioneering landmark effect by what you're doing. I think it's remarkable, and I praise you for it. It's just wonderful. You're a bit of a renegade. You have to be, because I know the way it is out there politically. But there had to be something in your life, because I've been interacting with physicians for a long time and wondering why some just don't get it and others really do. And the ones that do are definitely in a very small percentage minority. What happened in your life that has equipped you with the insight that you now have to be able to do this and cross that line? Did you have some kind of fantastic vitamin experience or something, or is it just the science?
Well, it's a combination of both, but I think the main motivator for me was the grind of working in a busy urban emergency department and seeing how the system as it is just clearly isn't working. I was becoming more and more frustrated, and I was becoming aware that it was my mood was being affected by working with this, you know, angry, crowded emergency department all the time. And I kind of got to this point where I could do two things. I could just sort of grin and bear it and suck it up, which wasn't going to be healthy for me overall, or I could try to branch out and do something about it and see where I could make a difference. And again, more and more, it just kept coming up that prevention was the answer. There's so many patients that I saw where if they had just made a little bit of an investment upstream with regards to their health, so much of their suffering downstream could have been avoided. So I wanted to do something that, one, was going to be safe, two, was going to be able to be applicable to a broad part of the population, and three, have it be something that fit with my own personal interests. So this mainline ticked all of those boxes. So that's why I went in that direction.
Yeah, that's excellent. You remind me of Thor Heyerdahl, one of my Norwegian explorer individuals that I look up to. You know, Kon-Tiki, have you seen that latest movie?
Yes.
Yeah, the boldness, the fearlessness, and he relied on his calculations and his science in spite of, you know, people telling him he was crazy, it was impossible. So these are the kinds of things I love to see in people like yourself who are unwilling to just go with the flow if it's mainstream or the collective and do it in spite because you're motivated for moral and decent reasons because you want to help people, right?
I do. So I want to make it safe and smoother for people for sure. And I think, again, my wife will kind of roll her eyes because she knew that once this idea gelled, there was no way I was going to not be able to go ahead with it. But it's been rewarding. It's been very hard, as you can imagine, as I'm sure you've gone through with your own work. But it at least feels like I'm doing something positive again, which is great.
The question I always have is, how could I not do it? That's what it comes down to, right?
Well, as soon as that voice starts whispering in your ear, it gets harder and harder to ignore for sure. I think so there's times I've been wanting to, when I've been on the, you know, working essentially two jobs right now, I wish it was a bit quieter, but like you said, once it gets going, you can't not.
I love to be the captain of my own ship. I think that maybe has an element for us too, an entrepreneur, an individual, you're calling the shots, you're making your own mistakes, you're learning, you're growing, as opposed to being part of a guild or association that sort of makes all the policies and decisions for you. And what you do and what I do is, from my point of view, it's more like a wild animal outside as opposed to the penned animal in the cage.
100%. You're right. And I think the highs and the lows get magnified that much more in that sort of experience. And I love it. I thrive on that kind of thing. And yes, it's hard at times, but the feeling of being out there forging your own path is really exciting. So I 100% agree with you.
Freedom isn't free, as the quote is from Team America. South Park.
Exactly. You're 100% right.
Yeah. Let's talk about the composition now of that athletic treatment. I'd like to know what's inside of it.
Sure, of course. So our baseline treatment, which we call the foundation, is usually consists of a liter of Ringer's lactate, which is an electrolyte-based solution that's very closely balanced to our own plasma composition, and the addition of 12 vitamins on top of that. And these vitamins have been chosen just because they're sort of basic building blocks for a huge array of cellular processes and designed to sort of give a bang for your buck for the general population. And so that's our base treatment. And then for athletes in particular, we add IV magnesium and zinc on top of the foundation. And the magnesium in particular is a fascinating, I like to describe it as sort of the global chill out treatment, and it just relaxes everything, not only our muscles, which is where you get the benefit after competition or after exertion, but our body as well. I almost liken it to having a nice warm cup of chamomile tea after you've had the treatment. It allows everything to just sort of relax. And from a muscle point of view, it helps the fibers to elongate, stretch out. This reduces stiffness, cramping, tension following events. So that's why we choose magnesium. And then zinc is an excellent natural anti-inflammatory, again, which helps reduce muscle soreness, stiffness following exertion. So those are the two additions that we do for our muscle treatment.
What kind of dosage are we talking about in one session of magnesium and zinc?
So we offer 2 grams of magnesium and 4 milligrams of zinc are the add-ons for the muscles. And many people could probably tolerate even higher doses of the magnesium. However, in some, if you're giving a higher dose, it can actually lower the blood pressure a little too much. And so from a balance of safety and benefit, we've chosen 2 grams of magnesium.
And what are some of the screening questions you ask the athlete just before they get the therapy? What do you need to know about them?
The main issues in particular, if you've just finished a marathon or an Ironman or a hammer throw competition, then obviously your heart is working quite well. But we're always screening for the heart failure, as I mentioned before. So have you ever been diagnosed with heart failure? Do you tend to have fluid buildup in your legs, that kind of thing? And then there's other issues pertaining to the needle themselves. For example, have you ever fainted or passed out at the sight of blood, or when you've donated blood in the past, that kind of thing? Are you on blood thinners? Again, if you're going to be doing a needle puncture, again, is there going to be a risk of bleeding afterwards if they're on blood thinners? Allergic reactions to any medications or vitamins in the past, those type of questions. Those are the main base questions that we ask.
Yeah, that's excellent. I'm developing a thirst already for the therapy, and I'm certainly going to do my best to let people know about this. What's your website?
Our website is www.mainlinewellness.ca. And we're just in the process of updating it. Again, trying to manage this plus the ER schedule has meant I've had to sort of put some things on the back burner. But we have a simple website up right now, but there'll be a much more informative website coming up within the next month. So keep an eye out for that. And one of the things I just also wanted to mention too with regards to hydration, and just something that this is something that people can visualize quite easily. When you get a liter of Ringer's lactate or a liter of foundation treatment, you get this equivalent electrolyte to 7 liters of Gatorade. And so that helps people put in perspective just how effective the IV hydration can be. And simply being that the reason we can do that is it bypasses the mouth. If you were to drink our Ringer's lactate, it would taste like seawater. It would be disgusting. But because we can bypass that, we can give this type of dosing of the electrolytes. And so that's why it's such an effective recovery tool for athletes.
Absolutely. And just one more question. Are there any scientific studies out there that show this type of therapy can enhance performance in athletes, or is it all based on the disease model?
Yeah. So again, good question. It depends on how you look at it with regards to performance. As I mentioned before, if you were to take one of our treatments before an event and I was to do the same event but not have a treatment, our performance would be very comparable. You wouldn't be gaining an advantage from it for that specific event. However, where it does have a role and make a difference is in the recovery. So if you were to have a treatment and I wasn't following the event, you would be able to get back to your training, get back to your performance more quickly than I would if I was to go through a conventional recovery type process, if that makes sense.
Total. That's what I like. Things that make sense.
Yeah. Me too.
Right on. Too. Yeah. Okay. We're coming to an end here. That was just an excellent interview. I thank you so much for the time and what you're doing. How about a final word to motivate our people out there to focus on health and what it actually means in the end and in the short term as well?
As I mentioned before, I think the biggest lesson I've learned from seeing some inspiring and tragic events in the emergency department is don't wait. If you've thought about doing the marathon or the half marathon or the 10 kilometer, or if you thought about joining a gym, just get out there and do it. You will not regret it. And like I said, just don't wait. Just get out there and get going.
Dr. Adam Davidson is an ER physician, a clinical assistant professor, and the manager of Mainline Sport and Wellness, a cutting-edge company that provides tailor-made mobile IV vitamin therapy for groups and athletes. Thank you very much, Adam. I really appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Corey. Thank you so much for having me. Take care.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com.
Represent your lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU, sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life, Live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHolly.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see ya changing heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.